Podcasting 2.0 for April 5th, 2024, episode 174. We're nice and frothy. Well, it's a Friday once again, time for the board meeting of Podcasting 2.0. Everything happening in podcasting. You don't need any other podcast. You don't need Pod News Weekly Review. You don't need the new media show. Just kidding. It's a nice little addendum. It's the boardroom, the only one that doesn't need an IPO to be public. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama. Ladies, he's the man that can cook your dinner and do your taxes. Say hello to my friend on the other end, the one and only Pod Sage, Mr. Dave Jones.
For clarity, I can do neither one of those things.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought you were the tax guy. You're the tax guy.
No. I'm the guy that helps the guys that do the taxes
Okay. I got you. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right. I'm good. I cannot believe you made it through that intro without some kind of crazy thing coming out of whatever audio this. Whatever rig this thing is,
yeah,
is spewing out all kinds of weird stuff. And I know people were frantically boosting to try to get it to do something weird.
Yeah, good luck. We will explain exactly why as we bring on our guest in a little bit, in a few minutes. Also, for everyone, so you know, we are fresh gooed on the show. Fresh.
Oh, you got a brand new one. Okay.
I had no idea that I needed to have a fresh GUID for the live shows.
It's a new GUID drop.
It's a new GUID drop. This was, I didn't know. I feel dumb now.
No, you don't feel that way, Adam. You should never feel that way about yourself. You're valuable.
I didn't realize that it screws up all kinds of things downstream. It's crazy.
It on paper.
Yeah, just like a space before a value block. On paper, it should be a problem, but it really isn't.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is like that's the beautiful thing about writing a spec.
Yeah.
When you already know that nobody's going to do half of what you say in the spec. So you write, if you write the spec with that in mind, then you know what to leave out and what not to be all hung up about. You're like, I'm going to put this in there, but they're probably not going to do it anyway. So, nah.
So when you're writing up a spec, say maybe you're putting something into the GitHub for a proposal. Are you writing stuff and go like, no one's going to do this. Do you have that when you're doing it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. It goes further than that. It's not just nobody's going to do this. I know exactly which ones are not going to do it. You already know which devs
won't do it.
Yeah. I'm like, Franco will never do this.
There you go. Thanks, Franco. Way to keep up. Mm-hmm.
I love you, Franco.
So a couple of things up front. First of all, I'm very happy. I'm a happy man. This was a great week. Because
you had a day off yesterday.
I did. It was weird. I had a day off, but guess what? Tina's like, hey, let's go do some stuff. We got some shopping together. Walk down Main Street. And that is an exact replica of her voice. New media show. Todd and Rob were fighting about video again. I felt home.
Yes.
I felt, there we are. It's good. It's good to be back home. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful thing.
I missed you guys.
Although, dude, that song they have as the opener, that's not doing it for me.
This is a fail.
That just tells me that AI is not doing its job, which, as we know from the Amazon walkout store, is all bogus anyway. How funny was that story?
What is cheaper than a GPU? An NVIDIA GPU?
1,000 Indians.
Yes. You can get 7 or 8 Indians for the cost of a NVIDIA 3950.
Yeah, just if you hadn't seen the story, the Amazon is closing its walkout stores. I guess the financials didn't make sense. And as it turns out, and I have no idea why this was disclosed, it's crazy, that it wasn't really some fancy AI that is tracking every product you put into your basket and walk out with. No, it was 1,000 Indians, which sounds kind of...
derivative, to be quite honest.
Derivative? Like, are you mean racist?
No. Yes, there it is. Racist. Yeah. No, it's yeah, a thousand.
Derogatory. You mean derogatory?
Well, it's like, yeah, all of the above. It was 1,000 people in India is probably a better way to say it.
Instead of 1,000 Indians?
Yeah, yes, it just sounds wrong. I mean, it reduces them to, I don't know, chips. It just doesn't feel good.
It does.
Indian chips. Yeah, didn't feel right. So, so AI, of course, is and the companies now are raising $50 billion. To make it all work. Don't worry. If we can just raise $50 billion here or there, don't worry. You'll get your money back. Promise.
Yeah. This, we live in an interesting period of time where the free money train went for so long that now it's been pretty interesting to watch it fall apart because there's this psychological thing that happens where when something goes on, when you're going through cycles, it's like you get the boom and the bust and the boom and the bust. But then if the bust never comes for a long time, for maybe 10, 15 years, and you don't have the bust, then you forget that there's going to be a bust.
Oh, and you know what? I was talking with Dvorak about this, who has been around longer than any of us. And so he's seen these cycles come and go, and he's on board with me. Like this is bull crap. But anyway, when you have, this is the third cycle of AI. Now we had a couple and then we had the AI winter and we will have another AI winter, but he feels that usually when you go through three cycles, then it catches and it will last 3 to 5 years. And then you get like a big explosion, very similar to the dot-com bust in 2000.
A mega drop.
Yeah.
Like a cliff.
Yeah. Which sounds right to me, because
that feels about right.
Because it's just so much money in this and all these parlor tricks. Oh, look at this image I created. Oh, look at this song that I created. I'll put it on my podcast as intro music. It's just like, and even just the incessant how AI is going to fit into podcasting.
Yeah. Like right now we're not at like full blown descent. We're like 20 degrees down bubble. We're headed down bubble.
I like that.
Yeah. We're like headed down at a slow pace, and it's causing all sort of like weird things to happen. You're getting like, did you see, we didn't really talk about this, I don't think, last week, but did you see that hit piece on Andrew Huberman?
Yeah, I saw it, but I didn't really get it. I don't really care. It was New Yorker magazine, I think.
Yeah. And I don't really care. I don't really care that much either, but I did read it because I saw a couple of references to it that sounded like it was, there might be a couple of intriguing things in there. I generally don't go in for, for just a clear sort of hit pieces, whether they're true or not. I just don't, right. That's not entertaining to me, but I did read it. It is a very long piece and it's very odd. And what I mean, I don't mean the content. I mean, like, so this piece was like, every paragraph took this form. Look at how horrible Andrew Huberman is, because here's all these things that a former girlfriend said about him. But we contacted him and his spokesperson said that all of these things are not true.
And so we published it right away.
Every paragraph was, here's what happened, and here's the response from his people. Here's what happened. Here's the response from his people. I've never seen an article written like this.
That's weird.
And I guess the reason I bring this up is because, like, of course, like when you get popular, you're going to get targeted. I mean, this is just a thing. And all the stuff in it may be true. I mean, would I want my daughter to date Andrew Huberman? No, but I'm just saying that like we live in like this weird dox culture where we're trying to like where journalism is trying to like get the nasty scoop on everybody. And now that the sort of the podcast winter has set in and people aren't making as much money, and the advertising is like on a weekly basis showing to be complete fraud. You start to get, it's like a crack gets in the door gets a crack in it. And then the hit pieces just, shove their foot in the door.
Yeah.
It's entertaining to watch.
What I find so, and I'd like to remind everybody of this, the idea of grow your show, 10,000 downloads, get advertising. What people forget in all this is like, it's not like some magic bullet that AI is going to deliver or, discovery is going to deliver. You have to have a good product. That's the thing that is rarely discussed. Without it, I mean, we saw this cycle in blogging. Oh, I just start a blog, make money.
Yeah.
No. You have to build audience, and of course, I found that with podcasting, getting your audience involved. If I was talking to a guy, very interesting guy, he has a regenerative beef-based dog treats brand that he's launching. And so,
this is a weird thing.
Well, and I actually met him in Bluffton, Georgia, when I went to a Beef Initiative mini meetup. They had those, it's Texas Slim stuff.
And that's like a year or so ago.
Yeah. In fact, I did the show from there, I think. Yeah. And so that's Will Harris, White Oak Pastures, very well known. A lot of people buy beef from him. He has his own processing plant. And I met this guy, and he was talking to Will, and Will says, this guy he's onto something here, because they throw a lot of strip meat away, and there's a lot of stuff that just, isn't sold to humans. And this guy took that, and he's processing it, as in freeze drying it, et cetera. And he's turning it into very healthy snacks for dogs. And so he gets through my filters somehow, maybe probably because I met him, and he comes out to Fredericksburg, which, and he's from Colorado, so he flew to Austin, and he may have had some other meetings, but he drives out. It's an hour and a half drive. So I'll meet with anybody who's really going to drive out to see me. And, before too long, it's like, hey, can you get me to Joe Rogan? It's like,
Oh, man.
However, as we were talking, I said, man, I have a thought here. Why don't you, if there's something about this and this product specifically, and it's a good product. I've tried it on Phoebe. She likes it. And it's healthy. It's his Phoebe approved. I said, what if you turn this on its head instead of, going to podcasts, buying CPMs, all the same old tired stuff, or buying a network run of network. Why don't you create?
Let me guess what you're going to say.
Okay.
Instead of making treats for dogs, you make treats for humans out of dogs.
Damn, that's my next idea. That's a big one. I like that. Yes, it's called Soylent Green for dogs. Exactly.
Yes. Yes. Soylent Brown. Yes.
No, I said, why don't you become the podcast network? Why don't you make it your brand, the podcast network, and you invite people in? And the whole idea is it's a social thing, where the idea is to have the audiences of these podcasters do stuff to compete. And, you can do contests, you can, prettiest dog picture, you name it, and flip it on its head. So you don't have to go for all these huge, get me the biggest podcaster so that I can, and also don't buy ad reads, they have to, it would be direct inquiry. So you track it. If someone sells product, then great. Give them some stipend to keep them as a part of it, and get the lower ones that have 5,000 people listening. I don't even know if downloads counts, but who have smaller audiences, and get a couple thousand people to buy your product.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been fleshed out yet, but I'm like, there's something there. There's something that can change. I'm always looking to change the way advertising is done in podcasting, because what we're doing now, it's a dead end. It's just a dead end. It's not going anywhere. Anyway, so that to say that, you have a great product. I think a great product is when you have great interaction with your audience, who I like to call producers for no agenda. In this case, it's board members. They're all there in the chat room. You hear the pew pews going on and on and on. I mean, that's literal interaction with the audience. And we'll get to that in a moment, because there's reasons for it. But before that, I would like to make a plea and a suggestion. The more I think about what we talked about last week about using the social interact tag as the base layer for activity pub interaction between apps, which is a fancy way of saying cross app comments, the more I like it. We could be a decentralized platform that would be formidable. And the only way to you have to participate in order to keep up. Because then all of a sudden, you know, forget the comments part. I don't know what comments seems like the easiest to implement since we've already done a lot of work and I see it working on podcastindex.org. Reviews, 5 stars, likes, all this stuff. You know, now you have to go to Spotify. You have to, you know, I guess you can leave a star rating on Spotify or on Apple, you know, but make it one in whatever app you're using and make that immediately ping across all the apps. All the apps can start highlighting things that they see trending based upon the people that are listening to certain podcasts in their app. It's right. So powerful. I get goosebumps thinking about how powerful we would be as a group, and literally all, you know, the tide lifts all the boats in this case. Now we know Franco will never do it, but I'm just saying.
It's funny. Yes, sir. You mentioned that I was having a thought. I was just trying to envision over the past few days, what a boost verb would look like. It could be anything. It could be a like or a star, you know, rating or whatever. But I was just trying to think of that in my head. Because that's an action too.
Yes.
I mean, you're not just follow, you know, you would follow a podcast, you like a podcast.
Although I find that a little confusing to, you know, I personally prefer to not confuse boostograms with, although how about if you just do the boost verb and a streaming verb, i.e. I streamed 200 sats per minute, or I boosted this amount without the comment part. I'm just trying to separate those two because I think it's very confusing.
Yeah. I mean, number one, this feels so wrong to have it has such a consistent discussion about ActivityPub every week without a jingle to delineate where this, you know, when we're doing this and when we're not. We don't have any hot ActivityPub talk jingle, and it's bothering me.
Well, I do have this if it helps. Mastodon!
That does help. Yes.
It helps. It's not exactly what we want, but it helps. It helps.
It's close. It's almost there. So number two, like, I think I chose the boost for that reason, because it's a little confusing.
Okay.
Because I was thinking through this. Yeah. And I was like, well, why choose the easy stuff like a like? I mean, everybody knows how to do all that already. But what would let me kind of reset here. I guess my thought is if we're describing an activity pub, vocabulary for things that happen to interact when people or bots or whoever interact with a podcast, or even when podcasts interact with other podcasts, if we're describing a vocabulary of specifically verbs, well, you have to think about which ones will and will not work. So which of the things we do now when it comes to podcasts, or would any of those just not work as verbs? And I was like, okay, well, what do you do with a podcast? You play a podcast, you boost a podcast, you download a podcast. Some of these don't apply, but I'm just thinking through all the things that are actions that you do to a podcast. Mm-hmm. And boost, I'm like, does that work? You know, I'm just kind of sitting through that. I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, what would that be? It's not like you can't send sats through the message itself, but you could do it all out of band and then send a proof of payment, maybe.
Well,
you know, I don't, I
want something that everybody can participate in, and you don't. Okay. Two things. One, it's confusing. What is a comment? What is a play? What is a boost? I understand what you're saying. But not every app has V for V in it. And I don't want it to seem like, well, I can't really participate because I don't have boosts in my app. And it immediately makes people, you know, the detractors go, oh, there they are, the crypto boys, where I would prefer something that everybody gets, comments. And we have already done so much work.
No, I totally agree with all. This is not, we're not on different sides here.
Okay.
I guess the only reason I brought it up was because I wanted to choose. And you're right. I mean, the anti-crypto stuff gets all kicked up every time. But this really was a first thought, because I was thinking, do all of these things that we do to podcasts, do these all work as Activity Pub? Because I think we need to think through these things and say, which actions... And which actions are actually usable as verbs in an Activity Pub scenario?
Do
you see what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, I understand what you're saying. I'm not looking at it from an Activity Pub scenario. I'm looking at it, what do you want to work on one app that shows up on the other apps? The two things that I can think of are comments and ratings. Though, because comments will become reviews kind of by themselves, you know, review of an episode or review of a show, etc. Just whatever someone comments is always, it's always kind of a review, a comment about it, about that particular entity, that item. But imagine ratings. Maybe it's just, it's just a 5-star selection, whatever it is. It's the stuff that people already do. Podcasters are already saying, hey, would you please go over to Apple and please leave me a review and rate the podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this is something that people already do. And all the other ones, I mean, it literally is, it's blue sky, man. Blue sky all the way for this. And here's what I was thinking, just to move it along.
Okay.
I'd be happy. I don't know if this helps anybody, but I would be happy to host. And if I have to moderate, i.e. kick off spammers, to set up an instance that the app devs can use so they wouldn't have to deal with the stuff for people who don't have, for people who don't have an account on the Fediverse. Your users who don't have an account, if you need a quick sign up place for your users, and in essence you're thinking they never even see that because they don't even know that it's, what's happening in the background. They just need to surface it in the app. I'm happy to host an instance. You have a separate invite link for your users, so not everybody. I would try to keep the junk out of it, basically. If that's something that's needed to kickstart this, I'm happy to do that. I know a lot about, managing a Mastodon instance. If that would help to get it going, I'm happy to do that. I don't know if that makes any sense or not.
Yeah, no, it does. I guess at this, part of me wants to say no, that we shouldn't that we shouldn't do that because that's kind of a crutch.
Okay. All right.
Because it's easy to just sort of offload some of these things onto other services, and then you end up with with a single point of failure, and a lot of dependency. And whereas if this idea is going to work in general, and the idea being a marriage of Activity Pub and podcasting and RSS based podcasting, it really needs to work from the very beginning, where everybody is participating as an actor fully,
right? Okay.
Within their own, it doesn't mean there can't be helper services that do a look that come along and say, okay, well, I'm going to use this service. I'm afraid of becoming dependent on a central third-party service the way that we have become dependent upon Albie.
I'm with you. I got you. I'm with you.
And yeah.
So let me say this then. Let me say this about that. I mean, the main thing that developers always need, this is what I learned early on, developers always need stuff to be flowing through. It's very tough if, you know, like, I'm going to build all this great podcast stuff, but there's nothing really out there that's publishing it, which is why
you can't write to a spec in a vacuum.
Exactly. The No Agenda Show has been publishing socially interact tags since its inception, almost since its inception. In fact, I think we incepted part of it. Every podcast that I do, this one as well, but the No Agenda Show is a big podcast, and thousands of very active listeners post comments when I post the social interact root post. You can see that at podcastindex.org. And it threads beautifully and it works beautifully. So out of the gate, and you know what? I would promote any apps that are doing this. If you're putting that in there, you're on high rotation with me.
Oh, high rotation.
Yeah, of course. You know, I will promote the crap out of your apps to make sure that people use it. And I'll say, check this out. And you can also see it on that. I mean, I will do everything I can to move this forward because it is good for everybody. It is something that the so-called big players won't be able to participate in. They can't. Yeah. But it is such a huge, unique selling proposition for the independent apps. And let's face it, the apps are coming to where we are. We've got Pocket Cast now saying that they're going to implement the chapters.
I was super excited to see them actually doing some movement.
From what I understand, Podbean is now implementing value for value with streaming sats. This is happening, people. This is happening.
There's another person that I've been talking to that you know about that we can't really discuss yet that is also doing some pretty cool stuff with chapters. There's motion.
But also value for value music is catching on. Artists are starting to understand what's happening. They're starting to see payments showing up in their wallets, and it says, you know, you got this from, you know, Boostagram Ball or Homegrown Hits, and they're starting they don't really understand what's going on. And by the way, thank you, Chad F. is one of the people who promotes the heck out of that. You know, a lot of these artists are kind of stuck on Noster and they're like looking for zaps, and they don't know what's going on. It takes a while to wrap your head around this stuff. And now they're starting to say, well, wait, hold on a second. This is coming from a music. Let me hear, listen to the show. And they're telling other artists exactly the way it should work. This stuff, it's happening. It's happening. And you know, it's a bit by bit. And then all of a sudden that you'll see it starts to snowball and it goes real fast, particularly when people start paying attention to the namespace. What else is in there? Developers love this stuff. Oh, what else is in that namespace spec? I know that's how it works. Oh, there's people are publishing content by the hundreds of thousands. Oh, well, let me add that to our app as well. It's inevitable. So it's all really, really good. I would just like to stay one step ahead and get everybody ready because the Activity Pub, I'm sold on it. I mean, I am so sold. It took me a while, but I'm sold. This is the way forward. It's beautiful. And I understand it's daunting and it's confusing, but it's worth spending a weekend just diving in and see if you can figure out how it works in your framework, in your application.
Yeah, we're gonna have Sam on, and I'm sure he'll have a lot of ideas about this too. And then soon, but yeah, I want there to be. I guess the reason I'm thinking this through so much and is that you could end up, if you're not careful, you could end up with like a chair. You could end up with like chair pants. Have you seen chair pants?
No. Explain chair pants.
Chair pants are like these stupid pants that have like a frame built into them where you can just basically at any moment you can just sit down. and it becomes a chair.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I know. I think we're going to have 100,000 of them in Fredericksburg for the eclipse.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. It's like, it's a, does it function? Yes. Is it a good idea? No. It's dumb.
Right.
And so like, there's this point you get to, I got to this point in the, with the activity pub bridge where I was like, okay, I was like, all right, I got, what do you want to do? You want to follow. Okay. Got that. You want to, get notified, you know, which is getting notified of new episodes. All right. Got that. And I'm like, okay, what else? I don't know. I think
there's plenty. And you know, it's almost like the hashtag. You know, the hashtag wasn't invented by Twitter. The hashtag was invented by the users of Twitter.
Yeah.
So these things will present themselves, I think.
Because I could think up like 10 or 12 different things, and they were all like, well, that's goofy. I mean, like, yeah, it would work, but nobody's... It's going to be like this little thing that nobody cares about, and I just don't want a bunch of chair pants running around the podcast world, you know, 2.0 world where everybody's like, yeah, that's weird.
Well, comments are not weird.
No, and we that already works.
Right, but I still have. We're 3 years later. And I'm still pleading. And I think we've solved most of the issues. The users are there. The moderation is there. The quote unquote control is there. The infrastructure is there. The infrastructure has been tested. It's been stress tested more and more. Platforms and devices and things are being connected to the Fediverse. It's an obvious place for podcasting to be. And no one else can do it but us.
Well, I mean, it's there. You get some people just have to, ad developers just got to get to the point where I guess where they don't have more important things on their list and they did do that. I guess I don't know.
Well, that I don't sounds, know what to say because so it's not defeatist.
But I don't know what there's nothing else to do. You know what I mean with the comments? Like comments is it's right there. I can't like, we can't make people do it. That's the thing.
No, I know.
All the tech is there.
Right. But that's why I'll just keep talking about it.
It's the easiest one. It's the easiest part. Cause it's all, you don't have to do new activity pub objects. You don't have to get standardized some new schema. All the comments are just like the ability to post a note object with activity pub is so simple. There's not even a following that has to happen. I mean, you just post it. It's just like so easy and then nobody's doing it. So, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. There you go. That's it. Well, I was very excited. Now I'm just all depressed.
I just crapped all over everything. I'm sorry.
Okay, these pew-pews are driving me crazy. We have to explain what's going on. There is yes. Our guest today is so famous, he basically has a one name. He goes by one name, like Madonna or Prince. He is the Prince of podcasting, the Prince of podcast music. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome to the boardroom the one, the only. You've heard of him. Have you really heard him, his voice? Yeah, but this is the first time in the boardroom. Please say hello to Booberry.
If you want to get really technical, it's a Sobe Booberry, Mothman of the Miniocalypse, Freak of Hazard, and the Horror of Yig.
Yeah, there's a show title for you right there. Hey,
what's,
brother.
Let's see, what's my character limit on this? Hey, Booberry, what is going on today?
Yeah. Yes. Why are we hearing all these sounds and stuff? What exactly is going on in the background here?
I'm pretty sure that's coming from Dave if he's got the Boost scoreboard open. He would need to mute that.
No,
tab.
It's me. I have it open. I have it open.
But it's still playing the pew sound because I've got pretty much everything on lockdown except for IR Cacophony. And no, I've been testing stuff like in the background.
It ain't me because my stuff can't come back through the stream.
I'm deficient. I have the scoreboard open here and... And I haven't heard any other sounds than the pew pew. I don't know. I don't know why. Should I be getting other sounds?
I don't know how half this stuff works. Okay.
All right.
We should tell everybody where to go, though, if they want to follow along, right?
Scoreboard. It's scoreboard-beta-flax.versal.app is the scoreboard that Eric PP has coded up for us.
Why don't you open up your sounds?
I do have them open.
All I'm hearing is pews. Oh, I'm not hearing the crazy stuff.
No, I'm going to close mine. I'm pretty sure. Because what's happening, what I understand, is that the way this is all rigged up, and of course I have Booberry. There you go. That's the first time I heard it. Okay. Can you lower the level just a little bit, though?
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Okay. I don't know who, but what's been rigged up is a boosting scoreboard. So imagine you're looking at asteroids or space invaders, and it's
Galaga. Galaga was the inspiration for it. So as far as like the star pixels in the background, the red and cyan and white text.
So it's a public page that shows who is boosting. If you boost special amounts, it triggers a special sound, and I don't know what they are, but we'll hear them as we move along. And then so right now it just said, Dovidos boosted 5,000 sats from Fountain. I want to be on the scoreboard. And so that just popped up on the screen, and then it goes back to the top, it's like a top score. And the apps, apps that have been boosted from, it's a beautiful idea. This is so cool to watch.
Yeah, I pretty much just threw together a mock-up in Photoshop and sent it out to a couple of people to see if there's anybody that'd be willing to get it coded up for us. And we're actually planning on projecting that at the venue tomorrow the wall.
Okay, so first, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. So people, give us your background, how you got involved in 2.0 and the music stuff. So we just have, so people who are just tuning in don't think, what have I fallen into?
Well, back in 2010, started going to college for theater, and then graduated. Started touring, did Disney on Ice for a couple of years, worked some theme park gigs.
Now, were you skating or did you do other things?
No, I was an electrician for the tour.
Okay. All right.
That would be a pretty funny sight.
But I don't know. I mean, it's like you think everybody knows.
Okay. I'm finally figuring out what's going on here. IR Cacophony is only set up to trigger based off of the Behind the Schemes feed. So that's why Nam's Goat wasn't coming through earlier, because he's boosted podcasting 2.0.
Okay, you have
there
now.
There are so many scissors flying around.
You've now entered the Twilight Zone.
Giant mound of scissors. Yes.
Have you ever wondered what it looks like to tie scissors to a ceiling fan?
Never wondered that.
No, but I can see how it feels like it right now. Yes. Yes. Okay. I got it.
So yeah, if you want to play with the IR Cacophony, just boost the live podcast in 2.0 episode that's on the Behind the Schemes feed.
And, okay. I got you. That's why. Okay. I see.
So I did the theme park gigs and
as an electrician role?
I mostly work as electrician, carpenter, but I can do a lot of different stuff. It really just depends on what's required for the gig, you know?
Theater, just general theater tech stuff across the board.
Entertainment production. It's, you know, if I need to go climb a tree, that's what I was actually doing when I kind of fell into the No Agenda stream. I was up in a tree in El Paso wrapping Christmas lights around it because I didn't have a job on account of the Rona.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you were on tour with...
So in 2000, that would have been 2014, started picking up Broadway tours as an assistant electrician, did some break work as a props guy, and I just rocked that from 2014 all the way up to 2020. In between, I'd work like there's a production company here in town that does a festival and concert setup, stuff like that. And I would work them during the summer and then go out and tour during the winter and fall and whatnot. And 2020 is kind of when it was it was actually 2019, that summer, maybe fall. It was probably around the time of that e-cig flare up in the news.
That was the real death by vape. We got those bogus THC cartridges from China, because I know it really happened. You know, it's like, oh, you're all going to die from vaping. Well, I've never vaped more in my life than this past year. I'm still here.
And it was about that time that I found the No Agenda podcast. I don't even know where I stumbled across it. It was maybe a comment here in some lost thread. I'm not sure. And I was listening to that, and was pretty fortuitous timing given what 2020 was going to bring. And I was on top of a ladder doing a big lamp changeover for our entire rig in Ottawa. And we got the news, theater's going to shut down for the weekend.
Wow.
I never got to see all those lamps fire on. It was like $1,500 worth of lamps, too.
Wow. Okay. Didn't you do sound also?
Funny enough, audio is probably my weakest point in terms of production.
All right.
I thought you said you toured with somebody doing sound, but I maybe.
Just in terms of like being a swing technician, you know, you can kind of fall into that place of like helping audio guys out. But you need me to like tune a room. I am not your guy. You want me to run cable? Mm. I got you. No problem.
So, okay, so everything shut down, and then how did you find out about podcasting 2.0?
That was the pandemic hobby, was starting a podcast, and out the gate, I mean, if you go online trying to find information about how to start a podcast, it's go to Podbean, get yourself a Blue Yeti, you know, it's that.
Ah, yes, champions there.
Point the Blue Yeti directly into your mouth like you would any other mic, you know, not standing straight up. Anyways, and, you know, I have to give a huge shout out, a big plus to Void Zero and Darren O. This is both of their faults that we're talking right now, because I made the fatal mistake one day of getting into the troll room.
From there,
it's such like an insignificant thing considering where we've all come, but there's like this real test to getting voiced in the troll room. Cause I never messed with IRC before. I don't know what half of this stuff meant. I still don't, but, it made you want it. To figure it out, because I want to see what all these people are doing. I want to talk with them. This sounds really cool. The rock and roll pre-show. I mean, that's the thing that really got me involved in the chats and whatnot, is just submitting songs to Darren O, finding out about Grumpy Old Benz, finding out about Bowl After Bowl and Rare Encounter and Nick the Rat and Hog Story. And just from there, like that became the rest of my year. And I cannot recommend enough. If anybody that hears this is ever wanting to start their own sort of show, Zero Node is the place to go, because you've got a bevy of people that have already been through these steps, and the information flows freely.
Yeah.
And it is such a beautiful Rube Goldberg's machines, between Isobot, between Gal, between, you know, all of the boost triggers. It's really a phenomenal place. And I've just been hanging out in the troll room in the various channels since 2020. I still remember standing in the Hy-Vee parking lot going to get groceries, catching up on a episode of No Agenda. And you, Adam, were talking about, you had this really cool idea about how to change podcasts. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And I was a little late to the party. I didn't really like get the bug until Sir Spencer and I had done we used to do a show called Misinformed Nation, which the intent was, we would, you know, it was supposed to be like a bi-weekly No Agenda stream review type of show, where you have this rotating cast of podcasters that would just bring clips of things that they had, you know, cut their attention, that they thought were interesting or something that they wanted to critique. You know, not a straight up like, oh, we're going to bash the ever loving snot out of this show or anything like that. Mm. It was mostly just like, we're going to meet up and talk about what we're listening to and if there's any good recommendations. And he had brought podcasts in 2.0, and we talked pretty thoroughly about it. And from there, it was probably episode 17, 18. And I mean, I never bought Bitcoin before. I'd never messed with an RSS feed. We started on Podbean and we migrated to podserve.fm, which is a very reasonably priced service. And I would recommend them as a host if anybody's looking for somebody out there. We're probably going to be transitioning because I off of them just because I want to get to a point where we don't have to touch two RSS feeds two times every Monday night.
Yeah. Yeah. That gets old. It does. So, okay. So then value for value music comes along and you're already right in the middle of it. And so how do you jump in?
I had a collection of my dad's tracks. It's the Climbing the Mountain. You can find it. It's a compilation on Podcasting 2.0. And my original co-host, Malachi, we'd actually started out with three guys. But Malachi is also a pretty prolific. Oh, my God. What's the word?
Prolific.
Prolific musician. And he had a sizable catalog. So I had, you know, both of these two artists, like the Rusty Gates, the Rainmaker, $2 Holler. Sure. That's all in my dad's music.
Rusty Gates, I think, was one of the, isn't that the first track we played on Podcasting 2.0?
It would have been the second. I think you started with Joe Martin.
Oh, that's right. Joe Martin, right. Then went Rusty Gates was the second. Right.
Mm-hmm. Girl Like Me.
Yeah, sure.
So I had all this music that, you know, we've been playing this music forever on the show. We have, maybe since the 20s on BTS, we've been playing 15-minute long intermissions every single week. Which, fun fact, when you have 100-plus of those intermissions saved up, you can just throw them onto a Icecast stream and you have a, like, instant radio station in a box. Just add water and shake.
Yeah.
A lot of that, you know, all of that was free music archive stuff, you know, CC BY. And we're actually kind of in a conundrum because I don't know how we can put the new intermissions that have the VTSs in them on a stream and actually have those be boostable. I would definitely love to be able to do that where you have something like the No Agenda stream just broadcasting.
Well, actually, I think that the split kit has a mechanism for that, but you have to use the split kit as the playout. But it does work. I've experimented with it. You can put in an entire music show and it will suck in all of the value time splits and it'll add them into that live stream.
Oh, okay.
So there's a way to do it. Yeah.
I'd heard rumblings about that. I hadn't had a chance to play with it yet.
So I'm looking at your feed, Boobery, and it says you said you're on PodServe, but your feed shows Sovereign Feeds.
That's because every Monday I upload BTS and Before the Schemes to PodServe. I take the feed that they generate and I hack away at it by hand and then get that's re-hosted. Brutal. Oh, yeah.
That's rough, brother. That's very rough.
Okay. Every Monday night when we sit down, kick the stream on 8:30, it's probably 4:30, 5 o'clock by the time we walk away because we do both episodes back to back, and then we post produce both episodes back to back with all of the new chapter art, all of the value time splits, everything. Just, you know, get it done, rip that Band-Aid off.
So then, I think.
Music. Yeah.
Yes. I think you really came into the picture and started to shine really big. You know, besides the Behind the Schemes work with the Ainsley Costello Just Loud concert. Because you were basically boots on the ground for everybody. you were pulling stuff together there is the way it felt to me.
So backing up just a little bit, right after the value time splits were debuted on Podcasting 2.0, we immediately threw them into our feed. That's something that we had been waiting for forever. Even back when David joined us on episode 101, we made sure to include all of the musician wallets for the intermission. Mm-hmm. So this is something I've been like frothy about. And during that fall, we just started the thunderroad.media website and we were working with musicians, getting their MP3s uploaded onto the website, building feeds for them using Music Side Project. We're up to 80 plus feeds right now.
Wow.
And you know, it's just or it's just something that I want to do because I want to be able to play all this killer music. And I had heard that Ainsley, especially with given all the hype around the podcast in 2.0, the debuts that you were playing for her for, and I saw that they were going to be doing this concert, and you know, First Avenue is spitting distance. Basically, it's like 20 minutes, but whatever. And I just reached out and I said, "Hey, you know, I've got production entertainment background of 10 plus years. I'd love to be of assistance." And you know, basically, it was trying to zip up because. From what I understand, I don't necessarily want to speak too far into this because I'm a little foggy on the what actually happened. So much has transpired over the past couple months. But the RSS introduction was kind of a last minute tack on in terms of actually broadcasting the feeds through the podcasting apps.
Oh, really? So, oh, okay.
And you know, like by last minute, I'm thinking probably within the last month or so, but okay. You know, don't quote me on that one. Like I said, it's just, there's been so much both in work and personal life and the show stuff. It's hard to keep track of. There's a lot of lore. It goes deep. And, you know, it was just a matter of trying to bridge the gap between all of this experience with BTS and the music. And the split kit, especially, you know, doing these wallet, the wallet switches, because we've been since summer or May, maybe I'd have to go back, but we've been using the split kit every week, courtesy of Stephen B. I mean, that thing is so cool.
No, I Phoebe loves it too. So, okay, girl, I could not live without the split kit for sure.
Yeah. So it was just a matter of like kind of just, you know, being able to provide a little bit of production. We rented some lights from the company that I work for, just a little two pipe, pipe and bass with some, LEDs, and, Frankie Payne was out there helping me get loaded in, and we streamed everything. And, you know, we, BTS actually rebroadcasted along with Homegrown Hits. That's something that's really fun. You know, fun fact, if people want to do this, you can just copy and paste live items out of other feeds and put them into yours and hit the pod thing and you're doing rebroadcasting.
That's a great idea. Yeah. It's like a, like a feed drop, but for live, for a live event, you know?
Yeah. It's a repeater. And you did, you said, "Oh, I'm copying the live item for this podcasting 2.0 live episode into the BTS feed." It's perfect. I mean, I never even considered that, but it's a live remote item. It's beautiful.
And we'll be doing that on Saturday. But I guess since we're at the end of December with Ainsley's shows, you know, that was, I still like, it still kind of messes me up. Just like how much we got to witness happen for Ainsley, for her parents, for Frankie Payne. Frankie Payne is a technician that's never bought Bitcoin and earn that first stack of sats.
Nice.
Like nice. That is such a mind fudge, you know?
So before we get to the next concert, which is the reason why we timed you having on the show today, tell me about Thunder Road and how are you approaching artists? Do you find there's a certain way that works better for them? What kind of pushback are you getting? What is your approach for onboarding artists and explaining to them what's going on?
The it's funny. I have been way more. I've met way more musicians that have been receptive to podcasting 2.0 than other podcasters. Realistically, it's pretty bizarre. Fun fact, the Union of the Unwanted appearance that you had done recently, a lot of those dudes I have talked to, some to a pretty good extent about getting their feeds onboarded. One of them even in person, Sam Tripoli. so I'm excited to see those dudes catch up here. And then we, in terms of just talking to the musicians, it's like, hey, you know, if you've got a song, let's get it onto our website and I can build you the feed. I'll do everything for you. And, you know, I'll get the feed hosted on our website with the GUID transfers, which Dave, you and I had done that with Rusty Gate. It was on Wavelake originally, but we ended up moving it to my website. That alerted me that, like, I don't have to hold these feeds in perpetuity for people. I can, you know, realistically, I want to offload these at some point. I don't want to host these forever. Just because, like, the idea is you get people started, you plant those seeds, and you can just like Ryan Olcott of 12 Rods. I've got some of his feeds. And I've told him. Everybody okay?
Yeah, you're cutting out. Dave, are you losing all signal or just the boober?
No, I'm fine. Oh, okay. I think it's just on boober is in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we lost you for a second, brother. Take it back two minutes. Okay.
check.
Yeah, you're good now.
oh shoot, I lost my train of thought. It's just a matter of, you know, reaching out to the musicians and seeing if they want to do one song, and if they do the one song and that's the cool thing is, like, these music shows, we can just like, hey, there's new music from these guys. And we just drop them into the chat and, you know, they get a little bit of exposure and they like what they're seeing in terms of, you know, people just talking about their music, you know, all of the value aside, just the fact that people are listening and enjoying, all of the Bitcoin aside, the fact that people are listening and talking about and enjoying that music, valuing it, that really spurs them into getting their whole catalog uploaded. And I've been informed that I need to go back and add duration tags. I'm not that crushes my soul a little bit, but we'll get it figured out. I mean. everything that we produce is handcrafted.
Yeah, RSS. small batch, artisan yeah. feeds. Yes. Well, man, you're doing such amazing work, and I just want everyone to understand, when you talk about value for value and how it can work with smaller audiences, we're well over 160,000 Satoshis just of what you've brought to today's podcast. And it's all you, man. We don't even need music. It's just have you on the show. This is great. I mean, that really shows the power of what community can do. And, you know, you're bringing your community, you're streaming live on the other feed. I mean, it's amazing what can be done with a relatively small amount of people. It's beautiful to see. And I think, you know, this is the trend in general, and I think people are starting to realize it. And I love the evangelizing that you're doing, and which you've also done just beautifully for this 12 Rods concert for tomorrow. Tell us about that.
Before we go any further, I do owe Petar 7 goats because he was boosting the podcast in 2.0 feed and not the behind the scheme ones. So with the boardroom's blessings, I'd like to just go ahead and get this over with. Okay. It's probably the best for everybody.
Okay.
God almighty.
What is... guaranteed victory!
Oh, man. Did you? Dave, are you all right?
I'm not sure what just happened.
I got some on me. Let me just wipe this off. I don't know what that goo is, but...
I got a change of clothes right here. I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's... Something new in the boardroom. Yes. Okay.
I love that trebuchet. Yeah. That was a recent order.
I'm sort of like, this is not good for my mental health. what I mean is watching this, watching the scoreboard.
Oh no, I had to shut down the scoreboard. It was drawing me in. I was like, it's crazy.
I can't focus. No. I can't get anything done right now.
Yeah. So there's a lot of elements that we've been building up with over these, and this is going to sound crazy, but most of the things that triggers the stuff that we can do comes from IRC.
Is there a place we can go and see all, you know, where we can find the code to implement this, or, you know, to customize? Is there a GitHub or something that people can go to? Because I mean, I can see lots of things people would want to do with this. But it seems like, where do I find it?
There's two places. Servo does have a GitHub repository for IR Cacophony, which is the IRC triggers. Splitkit is also has also introduced boost ISOs.
I didn't realize.
I forget exactly how to set it up, just because I got so much piled up on the plates, but it is possible. It's just a matter of making sure that you have the right live item in your default, and then there's a menu inside the hamburger menu that takes you to the boost ISOs, and you can set
triggers. I never even see that. Boost board, trigger board, sound board. Yeah. Holy moly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can do that. But the way our Cacophony works is Gal, which is my version of the BoostBot, Servo set her up. She's amazing. And she relays the boost back, and then IR Cacophony is a Python script that's sitting there reading the chat room and just fires sound effects based off of various keyword triggers.
Wow.
And did you ever get the lighting thing working correctly?
Multiple times. times. So that's a little more caveman than I would like it, but as it stands the first version was using Helipad, and Citizen, Citizen turned me on to this open source software called QLC Plus, which is a free and open lighting software. And in there, it's got an audio trigger widget, and you just give it an input, and it will sit there and fire lighting chases based off of how you program it.
So just to distill it down. So what can be done now, which is great for live shows, which I'm going to look at now that I see it's in the Splitkit, thesplitkit.com. You can set it up so that if someone boosts a certain number, a certain amount, that'll trigger a different sound.
Yes.
I didn't even know this. See this, I didn't even know this was here. I use the Splitkit all the time. It's been in front of me all this time. That's phenomenal. And it's really great because it, you know, it works inspirationally, aspirationally, and auditorily. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And like that whole kazoo bit, that's something that just became a necessity because Pitar murders so many goats routinely that he just needs background music. So
yes, I think I understand. Yes,
it's totally just, you know, it's the epitome, in my opinion, of taking a show and you know, like really staking a claim in it.
Brother, let's take a little break here, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about the concert tomorrow. You, of course, you as one of the few guests on the show, emailed this morning early with your wallet and with the song you wanted. So what are we going to listen to?
We are going to be listening to A Damn Good Haunting by Mellow Cassette. They're going to be kicking off our live stream tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Central in the Minneapolis. Check it out.
Set a place for the coming war. Wipe the blood from above your door. Call it grapes to steal them. Fall on swords to steal them. I don't know what you believe in now. Still betting on the only game in town. You think you feel strong, just wait till the sun goes down. There's no more happy endings and no more perfect.
yourself is a gift worth haunting. What you need is a damn good haunting. Burn sage for a bleeding heart. You've got demons going to start. But when the carrion turns to dust, what better sigil can you promise us? Now every banshee needs a warning sound. No better beacon than her iron crown. Con on one hand, friends who show. Long live all defectors. No more happy endings and no more perfect landings. No roads back from the line you're crossing. What you need is a damn good haunting.
You know how they say that the church is not a place you go. It's where you are the church. You carry it around with you. Like Boobery, Behind the Schemes is not a podcast you listen to. It's wherever Boobery is. So he basically turned the boardroom into an episode of Behind the Schemes. That's right. Basically what happened today. Yes.
Flawless victory.
Hey, Dave, you do the invites, brother. You're in charge of all that, man.
I know. I apologize to the entire boardroom.
So let's, after the concert with Ainsley, I'd called into the Our Big Dumb Mouth podcast live every Wednesday and Saturday. And I had told him, you know, how the concert went. And I was very excited. And someone from the Miniocalypse, Perry, emailed the Thunder Road email and was, you know, curious about how they could do something similar. And we had talked a little bit back and forth. He plays in a band, Silver Seed. You can check him out on Ellen Beats. And, communication just kind of fell off. And this is right around the time I went down to Kansas City a couple times. I was setting up Spencer and Lorian with their own boostable disco ball. They've got a lighting rig set up down in there, in the bowl, where every time they get a boost, there's a little chase of LED lights and then a disco ball lights up. They've got their own cast video stream that it's the background for their stream. It's so just perfect. And, after we kind of got that figured out, I was sitting at lunch with the supervisor and I was telling him about the Ainsley show and, the venue, that email from Perry kind of came back up and I looked it up on the Google Maps and the warehouse was 5 minutes down the road from where we were having lunch. And I was like, oh, it is game on. Called Perry, basically showed up that day. And, within 24 to 48 hours, they said, let's do a show. April 6th, 12 Rods is going out on tour. And we'd like to do a little like pre-tour kickoff for them. And that really just, that is what kicks off the last month and a half in terms of just trying to get everything ready. We're We're bringing the scoreboard, which we've already kind of talked about. Thank you, Eric PP, for getting that set up. We're going to have that projected in the venue so that people can see it. We're going to have a 48-inch.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. And we're going to have a 48-inch disco ball that's going to be lighting up. I've actually got a LED Leco sitting here at my feet that's been lighting up the floor. This is like my second time to actually test. Holy crap.
So you're taking the whole boosting experience back into the IRL with stuff flashing and flipping off while people are boosting. Will you have QR codes for people to use during the show?
I hope so. I was kind of messing around with the Get Albie. I don't know which QR codes to use. That's the thing.
Isn't that a split kit thing that you use for that?
Oh, you're right. I there could just you go. Run up. Yeah. You can use
from the split kit. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And we'll have split kit running. I mean,
one day someone's going to document all this and it'll be the way that concerts are done. I'm telling you, right? You can be sitting at home. You can do something on your app, and you're going to see lights flashing at the venue itself. This is powerful.
Unfortunately, I think we're going to kind of run out. I mean, we're going to run out of time today, but there is so many. Just like, oh, we could try. Okay, I'll give you one. I'll give you one. You'll appreciate this.
How old are you, man? How old are you?
I'll be 33 at the end of July down in Nashville.
Magic number. Yep. There you go. Dave, now I understand. He's a young man.
Yes.
That's where he
is. He has energy.
Yeah, yes. He does.
I don't you feel think? Very young. oh, God. Yeah, it's really just kind of bringing to the table everything that we've been, you know, that we've been doing for the live podcast. And so we'll have the boostable disco ball. It should be lighting up. We're going to have a boost bot overlay on the video stream. I've actually got hex chat outputting to a text file for OBS.
Of course.
So,
why not?
So that'll be overlaid on the bottom.
Of course you do. Yes.
Yep. There's we start the pre-stream at 5:30. We've got 1 hour of music videos from songs that were found on Ellen Beats. And we'll have the split kit set up ready to go so that as you're watching the pre-show stream, all the wallets will be changing for Split Kit Podcast Guru.
Oh man.
There's a little something special that's going to be actually kicking us from the pre-stream into the live feed. I've been accused of spoiling stuff in the past, so I'm sitting on this one, and there's nothing that anybody can do to get it out of me. Yeah.
You're a good man.
Oh, hell yes.
And then what
and,
else?
And our guest brings his own sound drops. Does it get any better than that?
I have so many.
Brother, your enthusiasm is infectious. I love this. I think that you're changing the way live music is, just live music in general, with this integration with 2.0 and with the Valueverse. This is very exciting. It's messy. I love that about it because this is where beautiful things are born, man. I'm proud of you, son. I love this. This is good. This is good stuff.
Yeah, bammers. Thank you, man.
You're not a, but Boober, I mean, you're not a developer, right? I mean, this is, you're not,
no,
you're not writing
my
code.
My history or I guess, experience with computers is pretty much MySpace. And some Adobe Quark back in the day when we were homeschooled.
So wow!
This is the best. Wow! See, this is the best part to me of this board meeting is that you look at all the stuff that is getting strung together by you and Spencer and all the people in the IRC and that what I take away from that is that. Look at all this stuff that has been built and strung together. What if we put actual protocols on top of this?
Yeah.
You know, actual standard protocols like ActivityPub and that kind of thing, and put these on top to where they're linked together in a way where you don't have to do a bunch of like stringing of disparate parts together, where you can actually link them together in a coherent protocol. Then it's not just siloed into one IRC channel. then it's you do a live, anybody can do a live podcast and they can just pay, they can just hit go and you get all the parts. Like, I just think that there's a lot to learn from watching you guys put all these things together, because I get stuck. But I think all of us as developers, we get stuck sometimes as to, it's what I said a while ago. I'm building the activity pub bridge and I hit this point. I get a couple of basics done and I'm like, well, that's it. I'm out of ideas. But then you guys come along and do like 50 things. You're murdering goats. You're doing all this wild stuff. And I'm like, and putting together scoreboards on the internet. I'm like, oh yeah, wait, there is like a lot of other things you could do. I just didn't have the language to describe it or the ideas to like express it. It's cool. It's very, very cool.
God almighty. So just looking at the scoreboard so far, 208,585 sats for this podcast being boosted. That is well over $135. You know, a lot of bands will pay that amount to play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And we, you know, this concert has been, you know, produced via the same way that we've been doing the show every week. We've asked people for value. We've tried to do what we could to provide value up front. That's been kind of interesting. Like, it's not just the lighting stuff that we're doing for this concert. We've sewn and made banners that we're going to be flying. That have been painted with, you know, it's Thunder Road Media, Taylor Sound, and then, you know, the actual, like, titles of the concert. Man.
Brother, do you have a full-time job as well?
I bounce between two jobs. I just got off the road with REO Speedwagon Sunday.
Beautiful. There's a blast from the past.
10 day. Hey, that was a great time. Those guys still know how to
I bet they do. Brother, we could talk forever about this stuff and it's enthralling. We do have to thank some people. I also have to get Dave out of here. On time.
Yeah. Let me just say real quick, cause I probably do have to dip right now cause we'll have to go pack a truck. Saturday, search 12 rods, Tory clips in your podcast in 2.0 app. That will show you the live feed. We're going to be kicking that on 5:30, 6:30. Mellow Cassette takes the stage. 7:30 will be 12 rods. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you, Open Mic. Thank you, everybody that's helped us get to where we are to go load in today.
And where do we find it in the podcasting 2.0 apps?
You can search 12 rods. You can search Taylor Sound.
Okay.
Behind the Schemes and Homegrown Hits are going to be doing a rebroadcast, and we're going to be live in Toonster.io and on the No Agenda stream.
Wow.
Amazing. Nice. Amazing. Okay. There's a video stream. Is there, which one is the video stream? Is there?
They should.
You said you were going to have an OBS overlay and all
that. Yeah. All of them should be the video stream. Except for the No Agenda one. Yep.
Gotcha.
I'm going to dip out, but my last little bit of karma.
All right.
Hell yeah. Hey, thanks again, y'all, for letting me hop on. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you all so very soon. Thank
Booberry,
you so much.
Brother, thank you so much. We appreciate
thanks,
you.
Man.
And we'll be watching, man. Have a great time. Okay. Dave, I'd learned something, Dave. If you just look at the ground, the dizziness will go away. It's okay. The room was spinning for me. I had to stop for a second. There you go.
This is actually helping. Yes.
All right. I'm going to try and run through a whole bunch of these boosts that came in. It's a little bit out of control.
There's 10 million of them.
Not all of them are boostograms, thank God. Just got 1,000 sats from Ainsley Costello. Go Booberry. 34,567 from Dreb Scott. Love the show. Can't fight that feeling anymore. Mary Kate Ultra, three hearts and a lightning bolt with a row of ducks, 22-22. Anon will not beat me, says NA Millennial with 1,000 sats. Tickle Tickle from Delurian, 88-88. Homeschoolers Rule from Shredward, 500 sats. Another 5,000 from him. Cool stuff. We may or not be prepping the Dorfelverse to host live concerts one day soon. I love that. That's very cool. D-Web, 3210. Will the advent of cross-app comments result in fewer boostergrams and lower monetization overall? Well, no. This is what I initially thought with Fountain surfacing those. It turns out that the answer is no. It's you still have to do the same amount of work for value for value. You have to ask for value. Remember that boostergrams are not comment with a payment. It's value support with a comment. That's the way it works, and that's the way it still is working. 1,001 from Ainsley, Minneapolis. 10,000 from D's Laughs. Artisanal, small batch, and handcrafted podcasting. What they hate to admit is, I'm here for the tech talk. It gives away your nerd status. Love what you're doing with music features. Well, yeah, but there was a lot of nerdy stuff in there. Pew This Man, Pew the Boo, Pfeiffer, 1821. Then we got Paytar with his incredible sequence of 6666. DeLorean, sacrificing this goat in the name of DMU. I remember when Boobs put like 33 splits on a Behind the Schemes episode to play the pioneers, Abel and the Wolf, long before the split kit revolutionized the scene. Thank you, DeLorean. Ainsley was listening the whole time, I guess. 2,100 sats, Booberry Rocks. Curtis Peterson, 10,000 sats, just wanted to hear the pew. Sam Sethi, something different from Sam. 1,000 sats. True Fans has enabled pod roll discovery. If your show is listed in another person's pod roll, we can show that in your page. You can link, you can click on that show. We will have the same for any music played on a music cast show. You can then link to the music link and go to the show. Oh, sorry, this is what James was working on. So you can, he's reversing the pod rolls. By the way, Sam, I added another show to the pod roll, and I don't see it updating on Pod Fans yet. So I don't know how you update
True
that.
Fans.
True Fans, I'm sorry. But I would love to see that update. Anonymous, Booberry Rules, what an exciting time for V for V. Harv Hat, Mini Striper Boost, I want to be on top. Booberry himself with 8888, is this thing on? Yeah, it is. I want to be on the scoreboard, says Dovey Doss with 5,000 sats. NA Millennial, 6666, is this annoying? No, not at all. When you send us money? No, it's not annoying. 6969 from Dreb Scott, 7777 from Mike Newman. Periscope up. Thank you for your courage, y'all. And he resubmerges. 3333 from Anonymous Go Booberry, Salted Crayon, 777, Beef Milkshake 2.0 test. Then I'm only doing the boostograms here. Sir Spencer, Wowie Zowie, live scoreboard now in the boardroom. Long live Booberry, hail Eric PP, put me in the screen cap. Ainsley again, scoreboard Booberry for the win, 2100. Yay, dead goats from NA Millennial. Quack, quack, says Dreb Scott. We've got Eric R. Podcast, Space Invader Vibes with that scoreboard, 3333. Go podcasting, thank you for your hard work, gents. From Macintosh, 2100, Sam Sethi, you are live. Let's go. 1,000 sats, Eric PP, 333. I'm almost there. Yes.
Hang in there.
Yes.
You need oxygen.
Then I hit the delimiter. So, there we go. Okay. All right. Dave, you're up.
Take a breather, brother. Shoulder massage.
Yes. Thank you. And turn on the massage chair. Yeah. Perfect.
We got some, PayPals. We got Oscar Mary, $200.
Whoa. Thank you very much.
Baller, shot caller, 20 inch blaze on the Impala.
Thank you, brother. That's great.
We got, I talked to Oscar in email. He said he's got the fountain relay pretty much. He said it's stable, so we should be able to start hooking into that to do some bridging on that over to Activity Club.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hopefully get that going soon. You were evidently on a show that I didn't know about, because we got a couple of boosts, PayPals about that. Elizabeth Pavlov sent $100.
Shot caller, 20 inch blaze on the Impala.
The Union of the Unwanted.
Yeah, it says just heard you on Decentralized TV.
Oh no, that's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger on Brighteon. Yeah, I did that a while ago.
You did a Brighteon show, man.
Yeah, it's like now I'm officially in the club and talked a lot about podcasting 2.0, if I can recall. So that might have done it.
Yeah, I didn't know, but she says, just heard you on Decentralized TV. Glory be to God in the highest. Welcome to the family and the neighborhood. We live 20 minutes from Fredericksburg.
Oh.
Michael and Elizabeth Pevela.
Well, Michael and Elizabeth, let's have a drink at Java Ranch. Let's have a coffee.
Thank you, Elizabeth and Mike. And we got legendary Hall of Fame podcaster Dave Jackson.
Yay.
$50.
Ooh, thank you, Dave.
He says, thanks to Adam for the kind words on Decentralized TV. Deeply appreciated.
I mean, what was I doing?
I don't know. Whatever you did.
This interview was taped quite a while ago, and I don't know why, but they hadn't posted it. And then they said, "Oh no, we're posting it tomorrow." And I posted on podcastindex.social so people can find it there.
I didn't even know about this. We got a couple of boosts. I was like, "Whoa, this must have been a big thing."
Mm.
Upbeats Music Podcast sent us $3.33.
Thank you.
Howdy, Boardroom. I read from Chad F., of course, you did, the marketing arm of Podcasting 2.0.
Yes.
That there were a few music artists in the index that never even heard of Booster Graham Ball, nor Podcasting 2.0. Taking a note from Texas Slim on this one, why are you here? What are your intentions? Better start learning the Bitcoin ethos, artists. You're shorting yourselves knowledge about decentralization and value. Yes. Time to wake up and put in the work if you want to survive in this value space. This ain't Spotify or Apple.
That's right.
The days of getting your hand held like a baby are over. 5x5 in the pipe.
Wow. Perfect boost. Perfect donation. Perfect note. And yes, I've been asking people on Boostergram Ball, please, in your Boostergram, say, I heard it on the Boostergram Ball. And, you know, that worked. Someone... one of the artists right away was on Noster saying, "What? I don't know what this is." Chad F to the rescue.
He swoops in.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
We got $1 from Avidio Capraru. Not sure what nationality that is, but thank you.
Thank you. All right.
We got some boosts.
Boost.
Let's see.
Boost.
Dwev. Send us 5,000 sats to Castomatic. He says, thanks for the really good explanation of V for V, Adam and Dave. It has really helped me understand the intent of value separated from technology.
That's nice. A lot of people, I'm glad we did that because many people were like, oh, I didn't know this. thanks for cluing me in. Yeah, value number four, value.info, if you want to get a refresher or learn more or tell someone else about what we're doing here.
Kyron at Mere Mortals sent us a Satchel of Richards 1111 through Fountain. He says, I've also heard there is a very good podcast that explains value for value.
Yeah. I'm reliably informed.
I've heard that,
it's too. It's a value for value podcast.
Andrew Grummet sent us a Row of Ducks 2222 from the app called Wherever.
Yes, and he's going to be on Pod News Weekly Review soon, I hear, which I'm delighted about that.
Yeah, Sam always he always scoops us before we get to talk to people. Yeah, he snatches them from us.
That's Sam for you.
Thanks for the V for V primer. It's easy to miss the forest for the trees. Appreciate the education and go podcasting.
Go podcasting yourself, brother. Very much.
Go podcasting.
The legendary Andrew Grummet.
R.W. Nash, 2,000 sats through Found. He says, because you're doing things, not just sitting back and complaining. Hashtag V for V. Anonymous, 5,000 sats. Through Podverse, he says, LOL at sending notes through PayPal. I've had better luck sending cash through the post office. Thank God for Boostergrams. Another one from Anonymous through Podverse. I still don't understand this aversion to equating V for V with tipping. If V for V isn't tipping, wouldn't it mean that tipping your server isn't V for V? I've seen the kind of money earned by good servers compared to their hourly coworkers. Believe me, there's no shame in working for tips.
Well, a podcast is not just the serving of the podcast. It's the whole meal. So you're getting a whole meal and the service in one, but you're not being charged anything up front. That's why it's not tipping.
It's the chef, the waiter, and the maitre d' all wrapped up into one.
And the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gene Bean, 2222, through Castomatic, he says, please keep in mind that some of us don't use stats for advertising. Yes, And to clarify my comments from last week, I only used advertising as my core examples because advertising, there was an accusation made against Mitch that he was, quote, defrauding advertisers. And so that was the core of my argument.
Understood.
But yeah. But we use them to have some insight into if people are listening. As you well know, listener engagement is tiny for most podcasters, and the stats are all we've got. I don't like downloads as a stat, but I don't have anything else. Yep, that's all you got. That is a truism. If you want to know things. Gene Bean, 2222, says, as a follow-up, I sure hope the activity streams ideas come to fruition in a way that provides meaningful statistics, irrespective of what ad tech cares about.
It could, and it'll be a listener's choice to opt into it. And I can see why they would do that if you ask them.
Mm-hmm. And we got a delimiter, comic strip blogger, 23,000 sats. There he is. Mm-hmm. He says, hola, gringos, Adam and Dave. Dive into a captivating podcast with Gene and Ben, where they explore a variety of topics from gun shows to genetics, societal issues, and the science behind COVID vaccines. No. For more information about this podcast, please visit their website at www.justtwogoodoldboys.com or search for Just Two Good Old Boys in your preferred podcast app. Yo, CSB.
Yo, CSB, promoting all the podcasts. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Got monthlies? And,
we got some monthlies. We got Pod Page. That's Brendan over there, Pod Page. $25. Thank you, Brendan.
Ooh, thank you.
Cameron Rose, long time, been with us forever. Cameron Rose, $25. Thank you, Cameron. And Chad Farrow, the marketing, $20.22.
No, it's a PayPal ducks.
Mm-hmm. Randall Black, $5. Joseph Maraca, $5. Emilio Cano Molina, $4. Martin Lindeskog, $1. And Mark Graham, $1.
Wow. Thank you all very much. It is value for value. The value has been great today. We appreciate it. Of course, we put Booberry and Eric PP in the splits today to make all of these, all those wonderful sounds come alive and to share the value. Of course, if you want to support Podcasting 2.0, not just this podcast, but the entire project, go to podcastindex.org down at the bottom. Two red donation buttons. One is for the, looks like we got some Tally coin, some on-chain coin.
No.
Yeah. We got 3,010 Satoshis from Anonymous yesterday. And on March 25th, keep it up, Breedings from the Netherlands, lightningplaces.com, 74,506 sats.
Baller. Nice. Shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
There is also a button. I'm sorry?
What is that? What is lightning places dot?
I have no idea. It's something in the Netherlands. Okay. Let me see. Lightningplaces.com. Let's see.
It's probably in Netherlish.
I got so a website that says lightningplaces.com coming soon. So they're coming soon. All right.
Some pre-launch marketing.
It's working. There's also a red donate button for your Fiat Fun coupons through the PayPal. We accept those, of course. Thank you all so much for supporting us. We are here for the community, and we are proud of the legacy we'll all be leaving. Look at these young kids like Booberry coming up, who we thank, of course, for being on the show today, and our entire boardroom. Thank you for joining us. We do it live every single Friday afternoon. And I hope we'll have one next week, Dave, because as you know, we are in the totality zone here in Fredericksburg, Texas. And, you know, we've got the big solar eclipse happening on Monday. And who knows if we'll survive it.
That's going to be a bust because it's going to be overcast.
I know. 40% chance of rain, overcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Yes.
How many millions of dollars were made on eclipse glasses for a thing that you're not even going to be able to see?
Yeah, well, it was a big hype. I think it was overhyped, despite even before the weather reports we were seeing in Fredericksburg that the hotels were not fully booked up, the Airbnbs were not fully booked up. So I think people just got to a point where I'm not crazy. If the end of the world's coming, I want to be at home with my fridge. Yeah. I want to watch it on TV. Yeah. I don't want to be a part of the destruction. Although we did get that nice earthquake in the New York tri-state area today. That was kind of interesting.
That's rare.
I'd say it's very rare. I lived there for many years. I can't remember an earthquake in the New York area. So
we didn't even scratch one. We didn't even hit one thing on my notes, but I did want to, like, there's like 100 things I wanted to talk about, but I did want to say, thank you to Eric PP and Stephen Crater. They fixed the TLV missing episode GUID issue. Ah,
yes. Thank you very much.
On when from the PI website. And, I'm hoping next week, since we won't have a guest next week. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to dig into, I want to talk about the R podcasts index dashboard.
Yes.
Cause I've been digging into that.
Yes.
A lot. Cause I want to talk about how we're going to use that.
Okay.
And, then, you know, I did the publisher feed spec this morning. I put that into the namespace as a draft.
Yeah.
So we have to talk about that too.
The music tags and all that stuff comes along
in
with
the
that.
Category. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So much mm-hmm. to talk about. Yeah. Yeah. So much to talk about the categories. Cause that seems to be the gist of what is needed right now. We need the publisher stuff there and we need the music. It's not specifically for music. We need some, these keyword category type things there.
Yeah.
So anyway, we can talk about that next week.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm glad it's just you and me next week. You bring your agenda and I'll just sit back and make snide comments.
Okay. Okay, great. Yes. Yes. A typical boardroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The way we usually run them. All right, brother. I love you. Thank you so much for taking your lunch break to do this. You going back, I presume, a lot more to do before April 15th. Pretty busy.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Hopefully, this is straggler week. All the people that are hair on fire. Oh my God, can you do my taxes?
All right, brother. Take care.
Yep, you too, man.
And everybody in the boardroom, thank you for being here. We'll see you next Friday right here on Podcasting 2.0.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Go podcasting!
This is not good for my mental health.